We would like to start the fifth shiur on Beinash Moshes. And the topic here is Mishe Hichshichloi, somebody who's on the road on Erev Shabbos. He left on time, he left himself enough time to get there, plus he calculated also in case of traffic, and everything was done appropriately and he left on time. But the problem was unpredictable. There was an accident, a snowstorm, and he's stuck in traffic, and he realizes now on Erev Shabbos that he's not going to get on time to his destination before Shabbos, before Shkia. So the question is, what is the best thing he should do? What are his options? So, first of all, we had mentioned that if somebody did not accept Shabbos yet, so then Bein Hashmoshes, he still has a heter of Shavuos to do a Melacha Derabbanon. He still can do Melachas Derabbanon Bein Hashmoshes. Now Bein Hashmoshes, we mentioned that we are stringent from the time of sunset till Tzeis HaKochavim to consider that Bein Hashmoshes. Now, how long that period is, everybody has their own, whatever their own minute is. Some people wait 50 minutes for Tzeis HaKochavim, some people wait 8.5 degrees for Tzeis HaKochavim, some people wait 72, some people 60, some people 96. So whatever your Bein Hashmoshes is, you have a heter still of Melacha Derabbanon to do Bein Hashmoshes, Letzirich Mitzvah, or Letzirich Godel, for a big deed, or for the purpose of a mitzvah. Now we had mentioned that if a person is in an area where everybody already accepts the Shabbos, so then the mute, the minority, is Nigrar after the majority, and it becomes Shabbos automatically for him. So the Bir Halacha is machmir that even if you personally did not accept Shabbos, it would apply even on the Shvusim, even on the Melachos Derabbanon, that you will not be able to do so. However, he does mention in the Bir Halacha the Achoinim who permit that, the Taz, the Derech Chaim, the Chochmas Tzvi, who say that even though the mute is nigger after the roiv, but on the shvusim, which the rabbi is permitted Bein Hashmoshes, that doesn't apply to that, and therefore that would be still permissible. So it seems that in a shas adchak, when a person is stuck in traffic on such a thing, a person will still be permitted in shvusim to do himself melachas rabban. But on a practical level, this eitzah is not so practical, because here we're dealing with melachas d'oraisa, so we're talking about driving, so that is not going to help you. However, that shvus of Amir al-Akum to tell a goy, that everybody agrees is still permissible up until the end of Bein Hashmoshes. Now that can give you a lot of time. According to the people who go by 50 minutes, so Pashtus, you would be able to tell a goy up until 50 minutes. People go by 60 minutes, up until 60. People go by 72, up until 70, because the additional 2 minutes, in the same thing, 60 and 50, the last 2 minutes you need for the Sefer Shabbos. But the Bein Hashmoshes would go up until 2 minutes, which you consider nighttime. Even though there's a tshuva of Rav Moshe who says that Amir al-Akum is permissible only up until 40 minutes, Reb Moshe Feinstein is not talking in a case where a person is stuck in traffic. I would assume that if he holds at 50 minutes, 5-0, is Tzeis HaKochavim, you would be able, up until 50 minutes, to be makel on Amir al-Akum. However, that is something that you have to clarify with your own poisek. Up until when do you have the heter of Amir al-Akum, Bein Hashmoshes, in a case of Shas Hadchak? So that is, first of all, that would give you another 40 till 70 minutes to tell a goy to drive you. So the best thing would be the person should start calling a cab and make up with him to meet him at the first exit, and then go in to that cab, and now we'll see how that cab will be permitted to keep on driving even past Bein Hashmoshes, because many times the 40 minutes or the 70 minutes is still not going to get you to the destination. So the problem that we're going to be dealing is, A, Amira la Akum on the Issa Doraisa. You can't tell a goy to do a Malacha Doraisa for you on Shabbos. So Beinash Moshe is fine. You can for Tzerech Godel, Tzerech Mitzvah. But here we are dealing with a Malacha Doraisa past Beinash Moshe. So what are you going to do? What heter do you have to tell a goy to drive for you on Shabbos? The second problem, which I would like to explore first, is the Issa Tchumim. The Issa Tchumim means that when a person gets to a place, to a city, it says in the Torah, Yetzei Ish Mimkom, a person should not walk out of his place. What is his place? So Midrabanon, a person has 2,000 amo to each direction to be considered his place. So if you are in a city, the city is considered the Dalet Amos of you. These are the four Amos that you have anyway. In addition to that, you have out of the borders of the city an addition of 2,000 Amo in each direction. Up until there you can walk, you cannot walk past 2,000 Amo out of the city. That is rabbinically prohibition. But Midoraisa, many poskim hold that there's an issa midoraisa to walk past Yud Beis Mill, which is approximately 8 miles. So, a biblical prohibition to walk out of the boundaries of your place, meaning in the city or wherever you are, Shoveh Shvisa, if you're in the farm. So from that farm on, to walk 8 miles, would be an issa doraisa, a biblical prohibition according to many poskim. So the problem here is, let's say that we're going to find a way why it's permissible to tell a goy to continue driving you in a case where a person is stuck in traffic. But here there is another issa doraisa that you are committing, not the goy is doing it for you, rather you are committing issa doraisa by walking past by 8 miles on Shabbos. So we would like to discuss a few things why there won't be an issa doraisa of tchumen. So first of all, the Bir Halacha in Tov Dalet, he blames Betochiyun. He's not coming to a conclusion, but he's saying that if somebody is in a movement, he was never Kohen Shvisa. He never acquired a place that you can say that this is your place, and from here on you can only walk 8 miles. If a person is in movement, that clock never started. From where do you start measuring his place? Since he never stopped at a place, therefore, if he's in a movement, you're only going to start measuring the place from the place where he stops. So here too, since he's driving in the car at the time of the onset of Shabbos, so there was never a place that he acquired that would be considered his shvisa, his place. So therefore, up until when he stops, he still will have the 8 miles from where he stops. On a practical level, I'm not sure how that's going to help. That's probably more practical in a case where everything cleared up before the end of Bein Hashmoshes, the traffic cleared up, and then on the highway he starts moving. So while the car is driving all the time on the highway, he was never Kohen Shvisa. And then you're only getting into the Shiloh of Kohen Shvisa once he gets to the exit. From the exit, Pashtus, from the exit, from the first traffic light of the exit until the city that he's going to, you probably do have less than 8 miles. Once you get into the city, so the Bir Halacha says that Bishas HaTchak, you can rely on the opinions that you don't need the city surrounded by a wall in order to be in the Tchum of the city, as far as the Issa Tchumim is regarding. Rather, even if there's no a city was not Mukuf Choyma, you can rely on these opinions that you have now the entire city to walk to. You can walk in the entire city as far as Issa Tchum. So therefore, once you get off the highway and the car stops, you can Shvisa now in that place where he stops at the traffic light. You still have 8 miles to get into the city. Once you're in the city, you have the entire city. So you can be dropped off at any location as far as Issa Tchum is regarding. However, if on the highway there was traffic and the person kept stopping, so that could be a problem of being Kohen Shvisa. So, first of all, on a traffic light, so there's a tshuva of a Moshe who says that is considered stopping. It's not, in other words, when a person stops in order to drive, So you can make an argument that it's considered like the Gemara is saying, Omad Lekatif. If a person is walking in a Shusar Rabim and he's carrying something on him, and he stops just to fix the luggage that he's carrying, that is considered that a person is still walking. However, if a person stops to take a little break because it's too heavy, and then he continues walking, that is considered that a person stopped. That is considered Hanocha. That is considered Omad Lofush. Now the question is here is, if a person stops for any other reason, not to fix his luggage, and not to take a break, just he's stopping because there's a traffic light, he can't continue. So that, the Mishnah Berurah holds very strongly, would be considered stopping. And Reb Moshe also says so. Mishnah Berurah in Shaar Tzion, Siman Shin Mem Tes, Sifkot Yud Ches. And he holds that any other reason a person stops is considered Amida. And the Chazanish also in Siman Samach Beis, Ois Dalet. However, there is a Svasemes in Shabbos Kufnun Gimel Amud Beis, and he's saying that no, even if a person has to stop for any other reason, that is still considered Omad Lekatif. It's not considered Omad Lofush, and therefore it's not considered a stop. But I would assume that a traffic light would be considered stopping, and therefore it's going to shvise, but it's still going to get you, in most cases, it's less than 8 miles till the city. Once in the city, you're fine. But the question is here, when a person stops in the traffic, if that's considered Omad Lofush. I would assume, you have to check that with your prominent poisik, but I would assume that stopping it was in the traffic, you are blinded not because you wanted to stop, rather because you can't move on, that would not be considered amida. That is more likely like Omad Lekatif, the person has to fix his luggage. If a person stops by traffic light, technically you can continue driving. You just don't want to drive because there's a red light. But if a person is in traffic and the traffic is not moving, you want to continue. You don't want to stop. You are forced, so to speak, to stop because there's a car in front of you who doesn't allow you to continue driving. So that is pashas not considered Omad Lofush. But you have to check that. But I wanted to discuss another svara, why there would be no problem of the Issa of Tchumim. So first of all, the Issa of Tchumim is when a person is walking himself. What if a person is a passive passenger in a wagon, in a train, in a subway, or in a car? Which is our case that we're talking about. A person is a passive passenger in a car. Is that considered he is walking the Dad Yud Beis Mill? Or do you say no? Since he's not doing anything and somebody else is moving him, he's not considered walking the 8 mil and therefore there's not Issa the Oraisa. So the Mechaber in Reish, the Beis Yosef in Reish Samech Vav, brings the poskim that a person sitting in a wagon, even if he's a passive driver, is considered being over the Issa Tchumim. And the Magen Avraham in Reish Samech Vav, Sifkot Zayin, is machmir like the Beis Yosef. However, in the Sefer Yeshua's Malkoi, or the Chaim Simen Nun Beis, he explains two reasons why a passive driver is not being over the Issa of Tchumen. So first of all, he wants to say when a person sits in a, he speaks about a wagon or a train, but the same thing would be by a car, he is in a Rishus HaYochid. He has the height of 10 and the width of 4. So anything that is not doimah to Digle Midbar, in other words, first of all, that anything that doesn't apply the Isser of Hoytzoe, then the Isser of Tchumen does not apply, because it's learned out from the Pasuk, Al Yeta Ish Mimkom, a person should not go out from his place. And from the same Pasuk, we also learn Isser Hoytzoe Al Yoytzi, Al Tikre Yoytze Al Yoytzi Ish Mimkomoi. So the Rambam, at least, holds like that, that it has to be wherever the Isser of Hoytzoe applies, the Isser of Tchumen applies. And since there's no Isser of taking a Rishus in itself out, the Gemara says by Kaveras, if you're taking a unit that is a Rishus HaYochid in itself out to Rishus HaRabim, there is no Issa HaTzor. The Issa HaTzor only applies if you are taking out something from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. But if you take the Rishus HaYochid itself, that this does not apply. So therefore he wants to say that since you are in the wagon, or in our case in the car, which is Rishus HaYochid itself, and that moves with you, there's no Issa Tchumen, because it's not Daimet to the Digle Midbar. However, Reb Moshe Feinstein doesn't speak about this Ishus Malkoi, but here in Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chalakei, Simon Kof Ches, Sif Cotton Bays, he disagrees b'chlal on that Svara. He says that this whole Gemara by Kaveres, that when you're taking an entire Rosh Hashanah Yochid out to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you're not transgressing the Isra Vetzor, is only talking about Zrika, about throwing. And it's a special mute by Zrika because it was not Doime to the Mishkan. But if a person takes out entire Shusha Yochid, it's Poshet that the person is going to be over on Isra Hitzor. So therefore, let's leave that Svara out. But the Shus Malkus is another Svara, and it says because you are passive, you're not walking. Since you are passive, you're not walking, you're not over of the Isra Tchomim, and he disagrees on the Magen Avraham there. The Chasam Sofer in Choshe Mishpat Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet speaks about a train and being a passive passenger in the train, and it says it's Pashat, he brings the Rashbam, the Ramban, and Tosfos, that there will be no Issa being a passive driver. In other words, not like, unlike the Magen Avraham. And he says, Alach Lamaisa, that being a passive driver will not be an Isser of Tchumen. Now, I just want to emphasize, there's a different Chasam Sofer in the Likutim Tzadik Zayin, Tzadik Ches, where he says clearly that taking a train is an Isser. And he speaks about many different Issurim. But I want to clarify that there is a Shach in Kitzur Klali Hayro Ois Beis, who says that b'shas atchak, a person can be soimech even on das yochid, even on a minority against the majority, b'shas atchak. Now, if you ask any of the poskim, can I take a train on Shabbos? Can I take a subway on Shabbos? Of course, they're going to find you all the reasons why you cannot take the train or the subway or goyish drive on Shabbos. But if the question is asked b'shas atchak when a person is stuck, or the question is asked for a doctor to be mevaker to go and visit a chole she'ein bo sakana, a sick person that where there is no life-threatening situation, then the answer might be different. The Chelkas Yaakov was asked about a soldier who wants to come to Daven Yom Noroim to take off from the army in order to Daven Rosh Hashanah in the shul. However, that would entitle that he would have to come back with a train on Shabbos. So he, in Chelek Aleph, the Chelkas Yaakov, Chelek Aleph Simon Samach Aleph, Oisei, based on this Chasam Sefer, he says there will be no Issa Tchumim, the Oraisa, because you're a passive passenger. He also adds another concept that our Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is really carmelous. You don't have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the Oraisa, because you require 600,000 people to walk through. So most places you don't have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the Oraisa, so it's only Carmelis, and by Carmelis, that is the Tchum and Doraisa does not apply, according to the Rambam. And so the bottom line is that he's saying being a passive passenger in a Koroin is for sure not the Issa Doraisa of Tchumim. And therefore, in the case of Shas Atchak, he permits that. Now, the Ikos Moshin, Eura Chayim, the last Chelek Hei, the last edition that they gave out after he was Nifter, in Simit Kof Ches, Sivkotan Aleph, was, I believe, given out by his son-in-law. So, they bring also that Svara, that a passive passenger is not over the Issa Tchumim, he says Pshat no Ramban. So if this assumption is correct, that the passive passenger, there's no Issa d'oraisa of Tchumim, so we are now dealing with the Issa d'Rabbanon of Tchumim, and with the Issa d'Rabbanon of Amira la'akum, to tell a goy to continue driving for you on Shabbos. So let's see what would be the heter to tell the driver to continue driving for you on Shabbos. So first of all, even if a person was going to shvisa on the highway, for the goy to drop you off on the highway, for you to stop on the highway, is a sakana. It's a life-threatening situation. There's a sakana, you can get harmed by people. So therefore, that is pashut, that he can continue driving until he gets you off the highway. And not only that, the issa tchum, the rabbanon were matir, for a person to go out of the tchum for kvod habriyos, if a person needs to relieve himself and to go to the bathroom, or for a tzar of koir oichoin. It means if there is rain, or it's cold or hot outside, you are permitted to be dropped off or to go or to walk past this etchumim to a place where you can have a shelter. That would mean that for sure he would be able to drop you off to a shul. So assuming the shul is open, you have a place where to use the facilities, and there's no issue of koir chayim, heat or cold, so that would be an option to be dropped off there. But the question is, do you have any heter to tell the guy once he's in the city to continue driving till the location, your destiny, where you were supposed to go originally? The thing is like this: if you're going to be dropped off in the first location, the first possible shul, you will be stuck without food for at least till the next morning when people start davening, and you also will not have a bed to sleep. So we find benogia to the Issa Tseido in Shin Tesai and Sif Tes, there is an Issa of hunting, of the Issa of trapping. So the Mechaber says that if there is a paroish, let's say a bee or a mosquito that is on you and is about to stain you, so in order to prevent a minor pain, tzahaguf, a minor pain of your body, you're permitted to transgress the Issa de Rabbanon, which is trapping that bee or this mosquito. And the reason is because you don't need that bee. So when you're trapping it, you're not trapping it for to use the bee, rather to prevent it from causing you any pain. So you see that even for minor pain, it's permitted to transgress Issa Rabbanon, and not Stam Issa Rabbanon. Menachah Sheni Tzichel Gufo is a more severe Rabbanon, and that is permissible for the purpose of preventing a minor pain. So here, when a person is going to be stuck without food at least the entire night and without a bed, we would be able to say the svara that this is considered a tsar, a pain, a physical pain that would be permissible. But it's still a jump. Who says that this is true? So there is Igros Moshe in Or HaChaim Chedek Beis Simen Samaches who says as follow: you can say, if you forgot the light in the refrigerator, you're permitted to tell a guy to open the refrigerator for you, and in the case of a need, meaning that you would need to eat the next meal, all the other meals are still in the refrigerator, you would need the use of the refrigerator later on, you're permitted to tell the guy to unscrew the light bulb. And the reason is because he relies on the Ramah in Resh Ein Vav Siv Beis. The Ramah in Resh Ein Vav Siv Beis brings the Bala Ito that it says for a big necessity, the Tzeich Godol, then you can rely on the Bala Ito. The Bala Ito says that even on an Issa D'Oraisa, you can tell a goy to do Issa D'Oraisa for you on Shabbos for the purpose of a mitzvah. Now we don't paskin like that Bala Ito, we don't rule like that, except Bishas Tzeich Godol. When there's a big need, then you can rely on the Bala Ito, says the Ramah, in order to tell a goy to do Issa D'Oraisa for a purpose of a mitzvah. Says Rav Moshe, that if a person needs the food for the Suda of Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, you would be able to tell the goy, which is a Tzeich Godol, to unscrew the light bulb for you. Now, here we're talking a person sitting in his house. He has the option going to his neighbor to eat the Shabbos meal, and still that would be considered Tzeich Godol. So in our case, where a person would be stuck in a shul without food, and that's for sure, that would be considered a Tzeich Godol to be relying on the Bala Itta, that a person would be able to tell a goy to do a Melacha D'Oraisa for you to continue driving in order that you would have a place to eat and to sleep for overnight. This is all talking without children involved. But if you have a minor, let's say under the age of 4 or 3, then the needs of a minor are considered like a chole she'ein bo sakana, like a sick person where there is no physical danger. And the halacha is that you can tell amir l'goy is permissible l'tzeire chole she'ein bo sakana. You can tell a goy to do melacha for you for the need of a minor, because a minor is like a choyle. That's the Mechaber Shin Kof Ches Sif Yud Zayin. So if you have a child that is under that age and is considered choila, the needs of that minor, of that child, is considered like a sick person, you can tell the guy to continue driving. So you're going to ask, okay, tell the guy to drive the kid on his own to that house. And you stay in the shul, what hatter do you have to continue driving there? So it's pashut that to send the kid is a sakana. To send the kid with your wife at night with a driver that you don't even know, a guy, that could also be sakana. So therefore, you would have to be with him in the car. Now, another sniff that I want to throw in, which could avoid the severeness of the Amir al-Akum here, would be that when you call the cab originally, you give all the instructions on the phone to the taxi company. And therefore, it would be considered Amira the Amira. That guy is going to tell the other guy to tell him what to do for you. And the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Zayin Sifkot Nechov Dalet says that Makom Hefsek Gadol, when there's a big financial loss, then you can rely on Amira the Amira. So here, Shasat Chak Pashtus would have the same din of Mokam Hefsed Gadol, that it would help another sniff. I don't know how practical it is to give all the instructions prior to the cab driver, but at least the address, once you want to give him the address where to go, so that additional driving is done for the Goyish company which he's working for, and that would be considered Amira the Amira. But like I said in the beginning, the disclaimer, I'm not telling you halacha l'maaseh what to do. You have still to ask your poisek, you know, what the circumstances are. We just discussed the issues. So perhaps being a passive passenger, there will be no issur tchomim d'oraisa. And we gave reasons why Amir al-Akam, or why the Shfusim would be mutter in such circumstances. I just wanted to add, as far to instruct the guy to take the luggage out of the car. So the Mechaber in Shin Zayin, Sif Hey, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Dalet relies on that b'mokam hefsed gadol, it would be permissible to tell a guy, even in melacha d'oraisa. Here we're talking about shvus to shvus in order to prevent a hefsed gadol. Also, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Lamed Dalet in the Shah Hatzirin Nun Zayin speaks specifically about shvus to shvus in order to prevent a hefsed gadol, and he said that would be permissible. And he speaks even in a case where it's melacha she'ein tzicha legufa, which usually is a more severe shvus, and that would be permissible for the purpose of preventing a financial loss. Also, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Mem Sifkot and Gimel, there it speaks about the Mokum Mitzvah, a lady who forgot to cut her nails before she goes to the mikveh. She should ideally instruct the guy to cut it b'shinui. But even if that isn't not possible, she can tell him directly. And Pashtus also, that would be shvus to shvus b'mokum mitzvah, because cutting the nails is melacha she'ena tzicha legufa. You don't need the nails. So it's, again, shvus to shvus b'mokim mitzvah, but pashtas, shvus to shvus b'mokim mitzvah, would have the same status by a case of a hefsed gadol. Also, the Ramah in Siman Shin Chaf Hei Sif Yud says that shvus to shvus, even if it's not for the purpose of a mitzvah, but it's for the tzirich Shabbos, you have the needs of Shabbos, for example, you have your Shabbos clothes, and you have the things that you need for Shabbos, so if it's for the tzirich Shabbos, or shas adchak, in extreme circumstances, like the case you described, that would be permissible. And Pashtus, if it's for Tosefes Einik Shabbos, that is also considered a mitzvah. Now, as far as instructing the goy to open the door for you, you can't open the door of the car, because that would initiate the light and would be a psigresha of mavir. You would be oiva esedoraisa. But telling the goy to open the door for you is amir alakum. So even though you know that it's going to initiate the light, it's a psigresha, but that is not considered amir alakum. And Ramosha actually, you know, Rechayin Chalik Beis, it's actually the Ramah in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hey, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tzadik Tes. They're telling to go to do a permissible action, which is a psik ratio of a non-permissible action, is permissible. That is not considered a Mi'ol HaKum. And Ramosha actually, you know, Rechayin Chalik Beis, Simen Samach Ches, speaks about telling, instructing a guy to open the refrigerator for you, that would be considered permissible. And same thing in the Shmira Shabbos. As far as handling Muktzah, so when there is a Cheshash that it's going to get stolen, it is permissible to handle Muktzah. And that's in Chabin Shin Lamed Dalet Sif Beis. And actually, the whole Simon of Rish Samach Vav speaks about Misha Hechshech. And the problem is that the rabbis were afraid that since a person is concerned about losing his money, and there's a concern that it's going to get stolen, we're afraid he's going to transgress the biblical prohibition, and therefore they permitted him handling Muktzah. And we actually find in Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Lamed Gimel, and Ramah that a person is permitted to do Hoytzor Shaloi Kederach with a Shinui. In other words, to take his wallet underneath his hat, if he's concerned that it's going to get stolen, and he's permitted to do Hoytzor, to take it from a private domain to public domain, from Rishus HaYachot to Rishus HaRabim, in order to avoid a financial loss. So, of course, in our case, it's preferable you tell the guy to take it out. But if there's no other way, you would be permitted even to handle Muktzah for the purpose of preventing a financial loss. I also wanted to mention that the Bir Aloch and Simen Tov Vov is mistapik. If somebody went out of the Tchum, and now he's permitted to walk only for the purpose that he needs to relieve himself, he has two options now. Either to look for a place that would be closer, or to go further, but it would be closer to his original city. So he says perhaps he would be permitted even to go further to look for such a place that would take him back to his city, and then he would have the entire city to walk. And that's similar to our case, where a person has an option to get off the first exit and find a hotel, or to continue to the next exit, and there he would take him into his city and he would be able to go home. So he remains in Tzalchiyun, but I think in such a case, you would be able to rely on this Bir Halacha.